there he is, the legend himself, Mr. Chris.
Hey, what up, man?
Not much, man. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. Just doing the social media thing, man. Just saying what I gotta say, and people have some issues with it sometimes, but all good. I'm still gonna say what I gotta say.
Dude, I gotta say this. I gotta give you credit for being as outspoken as you are and honest, you know, on your feelings. And I also gotta say, you probably got the biggest set of balls on social media.
Hey, man, I'm just passionate about what I personally believe. And nothing I personally believe is outside the mainstream of, you know, people who lean to the right. I like small government. I think the stuff that Trump does is better for the middle class economy, redoing trade deals, all that kind of stuff. I'm just, you know, I read a lot, economics, all that stuff. I'm passionate about my country and the direction it goes in and the people that make up our country. You know, so, you know, I've looked at all the numbers and all that stuff, and it's like Trump is overwhelmingly the guy who already for the last 4 years has put in policies that are much better for American people versus like multinational corporations, which both sides of the aisle basically worked for, you know. Puppet politicians for so long. So Trump's just a guy who's like, I don't, you know, the richest multi-billionaires like didn't like him. You know, he's some guy outside of Manhattan. He's from Queens or Brooklyn, where he's from. He was always felt like an outsider. So, you know, when he got the chance to stick it to the richest multinational corporation owners ever, he did. You know, he's like, we're going to renegotiate these trade deals that have benefited you guys for 40 years and redo them, you know?
Now, the thing too, like, so when I go through your like social media stuff and I see all the stuff you're outspoken about, and that's the first thing like I kind of said to myself. I'm like, this dude is not, you know, he's not just like a dude flying off the handle. You're like a well-educated dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, you like read your stuff and you research.
Yeah,
and
I really do. You know, I make it a point to know what I'm talking about. Like when I'm saying stuff about this lockdown stuff or data and this and that, I always use data. You know, I'm looking it up and trying to make sure that it's the right data and it's not cherry picked or whatever. Just because I don't like when other people talk on matters they have no clue about, but which happens all the time. And they're passionate about it even though they don't know what the hell they're talking about. I think that's funny. But for me, I got to be well read and just for the last 10-15 years, you know, sit and read all the time. You know, I ask the guys in my band, you know, I'm sitting there on my phone reading articles or this or that, just because it genuinely interests me, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Now, how about the other guys in the band? Like, when they see you, like, do this stuff on social media, they're like, come on, Chris, like, tone it down a little or rule it in.
They just see, I told them, I'm like, look, guys, I think that going and just being myself, like, who I really am, I think it'll bring more fans that maybe they just knew Headstrong or knew a couple songs. The first album we had was pushed a lot harder than all the other albums, you know?
Right.
And, you know, the second album for Warner Brothers, like, they didn't care, whatever, you know, and then we went to this 11-7 or Better Noise, they're called now, and the Papa Roach's label, and, you know, we were the second band that they signed. Our first record did great with them, and the same thing happened the second time, where they were like, you know, you got to give up some percentages because we had this really good, like, 50-50 digital deal. And he's like, you got to go back to 80-20 like all the other bands if you want us to push this next single on your fourth record for them. And we're like, screw you. That was that, you know. And then after that, we've been independent so far since then. And the only way I'd be able to say what I'm saying publicly is to be an independent band, you know. It's like,
right,
we're on indie groups as far as distribution. You know, I'm hoping those guys, you know, I mean, I know that there's industry people that, you know, maybe from Spotify or iTunes or whatever, that don't like what I have to say, and they're not making it easier for us to, you know, make our livelihoods, you know? So I think that sucks, you know, that they're doing that. But it's okay because, you know, even without the placement and the, you know, the help, the love from these big, you know, music companies, we're selling more on our pre-order, the best pre-order we've ever done. And it's outselling everything that the other stuff we have. It's outselling our first album with Headstrong and all that. Our new single, Make It Out Alive, right behind Headstrong. So for Trav and for me, we're not really competing with anybody else but ourselves, you know? And I think that's the way everybody should live their lives. You know, like how much better can you make your life, you know? Not worrying about what anyone else is doing, just, you know, talking about what you want to talk about and setting goals for yourself and, you know, just being a better person than you were last week or last year, you know, more skilled and all that good shit.
So, I mean, kind of like what you're saying here is, yes, you are, you're well read on all this stuff you talk about. You're not a, you know, not a dumb guy. You're a smart guy. And you are an outspoken person, but on the flip side, it's also almost kind of a marketing ploy on social media to help gain,
you know what?
Attention.
I, if I could hit two birds with one stone, you know, that's like, you know, cause look, if this stuff was really, if our fans are like, hey, I do not like what you're saying. And, you know, I think I'd have more of an issue if I was saying bad things about Trump with Trap fans. You know, I think
right.
that they lean more right or they don't care. And, then, you know, more power to the people who just don't care. You know, it's like, if it doesn't matter to you, you know, and you don't want to get all hot and bothered with it, then, yeah, don't do it. So I think half our fans just don't care. And then, you know, like probably, you know, I'd say, you know, good quarter of the other half, you know, are they lean right. And then we have like 10% that are like intolerant liberals, is what I call them. I do my post and they just like lose their minds, you know, triggered, you know, and then,
yes.
you know, and,
it is funny that you have to admit how it just triggers people.
You know, it is. And they think people think I'm trolling. It's like, look, I'm not, I'm passionate about my country. I think that we got the right guy already who campaigned on a bunch of things. And he's done as close, he's tried to be as close as he could to actually doing them over 4 years. Politicians never do that. They lie and they make promises and they don't do anything they said they would. He totally did. So I'm like, okay, we know our horse in this race. So, you know, 4 more years so you can renegotiate all the trade deals and put all the policies in place to grow even farther after that, you know. So, you know, to me, I'm passionate about that. So I'm just as passionate about a lot of the left-wing bands and, you know, artists out there going out and stumping for Bernie, you know, and going
right.
all out for Bernie. That's like, come on, man. Vampire Weekend, like how many bands that went out there and just did everything they could for Bernie and it didn't do anything, you know? And so I'm just doing that from the other side. And it's so funny that the left just has to lose their minds anytime that I say anything on social media. It's like, you guys, they're making it a thing. They're the ones giving it all the legs that it's got. Not, you know, it's like not me and Trap Bands. It's the haters that have made it into a big thing. So I just think that the haters and the trolls have made it bigger than I could have ever imagined. You know, I just figured, you know, I want to support Trump and support Trump's supporters, you know, because everyone shits on them, you know. And like left-wing bands, they just totally rip them apart all the time, you know. Like they're less than human and deplorable, you know. And I think that's why Hillary lost in the first place. But, yeah, so I'm passionate about it. And you would think that everyone has their space to say what they got to say to their own fans. You know, I'm not going on other people's pages or tweeting at anybody unprovoked. You know, I'm just saying my thing, and then and then people hit me, and then I reply. You know, like
right.
I just did a post on Facebook today saying, you know what, from now on, if I feel the need to, you know, dish it back, like, because I'm an emotional guy, you know, I probably say things that probably cross the line sometimes when I'm pissed. So does everybody though. So I was just like, look, if I feel the need to do that, I'm sure you'll block them. Yeah. This isn't,
right.
I'm not gonna, you know, this is my platform. This is not theirs, you know? So I'm going to do that. And like, you know, and just so our fans know that, like, they don't have to always deal with these crazy, you know, trolls and everything or see me ripping on them. Maybe they don't want to see that. And I get that. The adult in me, you know, but there's an adult and there's a child in me. So sometimes the child gets what he wants, you know?
How about when you see like an article that one of the music online websites put out, like that you're having like this public meltdown on Twitter or something?
Yeah,
you just back
it's,
later,
you know? But dude, it's so funny. Like, don't rebut what I'm saying. Just say I'm melting down. Just say he's, you know, just like dismiss me. This is complete straw man. You know, complete straw man, and like making me into like, you know, just beneath them and all that kind of stuff. And it's like whatever. You know, I know that. There's people who appreciate that I'm standing up for Trump and Trump supporters, you know, and against the people who try to cancel anyone for saying anything they don't like, you know, and that kind of society or cancel culture. It's like, I hate that and I'll fight against that. And I think that goes right into the music that we make, you know, stand up, headstrong, bring it. Like it goes with just my personality. And this is who I am. So I just made a you know decision to, you know, I didn't do it in 2016, really come out and support Trump then, you know. I did support him, but I just didn't really talk about it. I've been posting stuff on Facebook since like 2014, like different things. Like Michael Brown thing was the first thing that I posted about in 2014, and since then just been doing it. And then this year, just the lockdown hit, and then the second I start seeing like people blaming Trump when, you know, he's like January 31st, he locked down from China. He did a national emergency, declared a national emergency, health emergency. And then Pelosi goes in there and tries to make a bill, make it so he cannot shut down travel from outside the country. You know, it's a, he's like, he was called a racist, the whole thing, you know, and they did it again in Europe. You know, it's like he's, the president can only do things outside of the country. Other than that, the governors, you know, you guys are in control of your states, as it should be, you know. Shouldn't be Daddy Trump that does everything, you know?
Right.
So once I saw him just getting ripped on, I'm just like, whatever, man, I'm coming out and I'm going to support him, you know? And so I've been kind of off on a tear ever since, you know?
Now, say like, you know, maybe this rock and roll thing doesn't work out for you. Could you be, see yourself as a politician in the future?
Well, you know, I anything I could do to help my country is kind of where I'm at, you know? And so, you know, if I can influence and help get the right guys in there, or if, you know, some, you know, that's my 50s or something that I, you know, I try to run for something, there's probably something in that, in the cards in that for my future. Yeah.
That's interesting. Now something too, like,
that's Sonny Bob, man.
I wonder if
a representative.
Hey, you know what? Like, I think you would get a strong following too. I you know, people want honesty, and you know, you're nothing but honest.
I'm not afraid of losing friends, because if somebody disowns you for your beliefs, then they're not your friend.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not an agree to disagree kind of guy. They're just you know, either you see it their way, or it's just narcissism. You either see it their way, or you're the worst person in the world with black and white thinking, and it's so, you know, narcissistic and childish. You know, that's what 2- or 3-year-olds do, you know? And, yeah, a lot of people go, oh, you're a child. And then it's like, okay, whatever. Yeah. So I'm not, it's like, I only ban people or, you know, dish it back when they're insulting me. And I shouldn't even dish it back. So that's why from now on, I'm just going to block these people and not deal with trolls. You know, I'm just going to say what I got to say, the important things, and discuss it here and there with, you know, fans that are civil about it. And then move on. You know, I'm not going to go back and forth in the comments, but I think going back and forth in the comments is kind of what brought, you know, me to this point, you know? So
now how about the,
taking a life of its own, you know?
How about that, the New York hardcore dude that like wants to fight you and all that. And, you know, you say you had fucking iced tea, like,
I don't care. Dude. It's like, you know, if you want to fight me, go ahead and try. I'm not going to back down. You know, I'm going to defend myself every time. You know, and the guy's like, oh, we'll fight and do a boxing thing, or, you know, and he's like, my God, we'll contest you. And I was like, sounds good. And nobody contacted me. So I don't think that anybody wants to look like that, you know. Nobody wants to look like there's some aggressive fighter guy, you know. It's like, but, you know, it's like I will defend myself if somebody starts talking about I'll see you around, punk, or whatever Ice-T was saying, you know. Just because I said Trap has more streams, lots more streams and listeners across the board on in United States at least than Ice-T or Bodycamp, and I didn't even say that to him. I just said it to some other guy who was asking me about Sumerian bands or something, and they're like, "What about Ice-T or Bodycamp?" I was like, "Well, let me check." He was like, "Oh yeah, we beat them pretty bad on the numbers," and then the guy like tagged Ice-T in it, and he saw it, I guess, and then he posted, took the tweet, and then posted, like, I'll see you around. And I was like, what, are you threatening me? because I say something that's a verifiable fact, you know? So, it's crazy.
Wow. It's, yeah. Like, has anybody, like you know, with, not even like Ice-T, but this other guy, this hardcore guy, I mean, he was really coming at you. Like, he really wanted this quote-unquote fight. But have you had people
Not really, because I said sounds good. You know, didn't keep going. I think it, you know, it's like the Ice-T and him and me, we're all getting notoriety for it. You know?
Right.
Nobody's
right.
Pissed about it, you know.
But has anybody, like, fan-wise ever tried to start fights with you, like, in person? Like, they say this, you know, on social media, and they try to follow at you.
I mean, last September, I did, like, a, you know, Ilhan Omar, I hate, you know, is a horrible politician, and she should be voted out, and I said a whole bunch of things about her. Because she said, oh, 9/11, just some people did something, and then, you know, everyone's coming after Muslims. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what happened. Just some people did something. So I went after her on that. And it was like a huge post, it was, you know, thousands and thousands of likes and laughs and people hating me and people, you know, totally congratulating me, the whole thing. And, nobody showed up to a show or, you know, I mean, look, nobody's going to come when there's, you know, like 500, 600, 700 hardcore trap bands at a club. You're not going to get see little groups of intolerant liberals come and try to fight us. Not going to happen.
Now, something crazy too that I saw on your Facebook page was they took your verified blue check away.
Yeah,
what's the deal with that?
Didn't give me any reason, just yanked it, and it's making it's like my trying to do ads advertising on Facebook. It won't even hit anybody. Like, I can't even do ads now. So they took away the ability for me to be searched in the, you know, with the blue check thing and be verified, and it really hurts the advertising, like, be able to hit, you know, a good amount of people. Like, they're just, it's like I'm hitting, like, a, you know, few percentage points of, like, what I used to be able to do. So just censoring me, you know, keeping it harder for me to make money and, you know, keep my band viable and all that stuff. But you know what? I think me saying what I got to say has been more press and all that and educated the people that we have a new album come out more than anything could have ever done. So, you know,
and cheaper than Facebook.
Like, we could spend money on Facebook ads. I think at this point we don't need to, because the pre-order selling, you know, it's just been consistently the last couple of weeks at the top spot. You know, but like I said, pre-order selling better than our biggest record with Headstrong and all that. And the single's number two right now behind Headstrong. I'm sure it'll bump Headstrong at some point. But yeah, I mean, I'm so happy about that. You know, because we'd be doing really good if we got love from Spotify and actually got some of our songs featured on iTunes, which we used to have happen for us. You know, but in the end of the day, it's much more important to me to stand up for, you know, what I believe in,
sure,
than to make extra few bucks. You know, so. I gotta look at myself in the mirror and go, are you standing for what you believe in? Like, even if you might lose money out of it, you know? Yes, totally.
I think you should, like, really just take on a whole war against Facebook for censoring you guys and other people. They do it all the time.
I'm hoping that, you know, I could talk about it more and somebody, you know, with a big platform goes, hey, Facebook, why'd you do that? You know, give Chris over here an answer. Blue check. Why do you make it harder for him to, you know, make a livelihood with his band? Why are you doing that? You know, I would love to hear from Facebook, like, an official, you know, thing where they could just, they're so arrogant. They're like, oh, we'll just take your blue check mark, toy center, you know?
It's crazy. Crazy. Now, I was wondering too, like, I saw you guys, like,
wrong. Not just crazy, but wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw you guys did, like, a Facebook Live acoustic thing, like, I guess,
during
the pandemic. I was wondering, is that a reason why you guys haven't done any more since then?
We did that one. It was fun, you know. It's just crazy, like, you know, you got, like, a microscope on you because it's recording, and you don't want to screw up. But you don't have any fans, like, singing more back to you and between songs. It's quiet, you know. It's a whole different thing. So I just hope that we open up soon. And, you know, at least the smaller venues can go, and we could do, you know, like, acoustic shows. We do, like, just like myself and our drummer, or our guitar player, who also plays drums too, and he plays cajon, and we just do this two-person thing, and it's like every fan singing every word.
Nice.
So fun to do that. So I would love to just go and do, you know, some cherry picks in cities and be like, hey, we're going to be here 2 weeks, you know, come on out. You know, and, like, just figure out which venues want to do that and want to make a statement, like, hey, we're open for business. We're ready to go. Let's go, you know?
Now, you have you guys do have dates on your Facebook page. Like, are they still a go as of now? Or are they canceled? Or?
Well, right now, our April, May stuff got moved to October, September, October stuff. So we have one-offs in August and this and that. But, you know, I'd love to start doing some of the acoustic stuff maybe, or smaller shows in July at least, and just to, like, like make a statement, you know, like let's get this going. Like, we're going to be okay. You know, Georgia and Florida have been open for 2 weeks and cases are still dropping. So, you know, I think that we're not out of the woods with that, but I don't think it's going to be nearly the catastrophe that was told to us in the very beginning, you know, like the 4% death rate, which 0.4% was the latest CDC best estimate, which is only twice as deadly as the flu. So, you know, we definitely destroy our economy, so hopefully we can rebuild that thing, you know. I don't know. Maybe we can reshape it. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think that right there is the key word, to reshape it. It definitely needs a little reshaping, and I think the whole country needs a little reshaping right now.
Hopefully we can do it, you know, as a unified people that wants a prosperous economy and wants to be prosperous themselves and not live off the government or any of that stuff, you know.
Right.
Like, it's so convenient. Oh, we'll just lock down and you pay us to sit in our houses. Like, dude, that is not the human way. I think that's a bad experiment.
So the new album comes out next month on June 19th. You guys are
released July 3rd. We want to do a July 4th weekend drop because we want people, you know, barbecuing, drinking beers in the name of freedom, ready to go forth after that weekend and bring back this economy, you know.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, you guys released 3 singles already, which was like pretty back to back to back. Like, I was kind of shocked by that. How come so quick?
We put out 2 songs first, and then the last one. Oh, yeah, we've had 3 on the iTunes this whole time. But I felt like those 3 songs were different from each other enough that shows the 3 sides of the album. You know, there's other songs that sound like those 3 songs, you know,
right,
but those are the 3 sounds or types of songs that we put on this album. You know, so it shows the variety of what people could expect.
I guess it worked because you said it's like the biggest pre-sale you guys have ever had.
Yeah. Oh man, pre-order's been great. Yeah, it's like I'm just so happy because it, you know, it could be bad. And sales numbers could be bad because we're not getting. I'm not able to promote the album or the YouTube video or any of that stuff on Facebook. I just can't do it. Like, they won't let me do it. So, you know, all I have is these posts that I do. You know, and I don't know if that's enough to create enough of a deal around the record coming out. And, you know, I've done a lot of interviews, you know, about this stuff and, you know, never really did the interview stuff as much in the last few records, you know? So this one, at least we had something to talk about. And,
right.
And, you know, it's like the same, well, where'd you come up with your band name? And, what influences you have? You know, it's fun, whatever, but, you know, I'd rather talk about real stuff, you know. And so the more I can make my life and the trapped focus and what we're about lyrically and all that, you know, into something real that affects change, then, you know, I'm a happy guy about that, you know. So, and if I can do well on the album and it's successful, it really shows others that they can come out and say whatever they need to say too. So I think that it's more important that it's successful so that it encourages others to do the same as I did. And not be afraid of losing everything because you've got, you know, either side there's support for, you know. So just whatever your heart tells you to do, go ahead and talk about that, because you can't have one side canceled and the other side being able to say whatever they want because one side, you know, agrees more with our mainstream media who just wants a powerful central government, because then the multinational corporations only have to go to one guy to make decisions. They don't have to go to 50 different governors, you know. That's what they want, centralized power. All the biggest companies, they want that just like the government. That's fascism right there. Ridiculous.
Right.
The government with social media together is fascism.
Do you let any of your, like, your you know, your political standings, like, have you let that in recent songwriting or even on the new album, like, go into your lyrics now, or?
You know, this album is definitely a, you know, soul-searching type album. You know, it's called Shadow Work. And you know, I've gotten into Carl Jung and Freud and all that stuff the last few years, and just observing people and all that kind of stuff, and the child in us, that's the same thing, you know, the emotion center, and then the part of us that we're like, oh, this is how we're supposed to be, you know, which is constructed, you know, super ego stuff. But you know, a lot of people won't let themselves accept some of the parts of them that they don't like, maybe the parts that get too angry or too emotional or do things that they don't want maybe they want to do right away, you know, instant gratification thing, but then they later regret, you know, like all these things that you may want to push away about yourself. Those are the parts of you that you need to keep closest to you so that you can have control over those parts of you, because that's the emotional parts, you know, that give you a lot of power, you know? And so I really think that I've, you know, taken those demons and all that and, you know, became one with them, so to speak, as corny as it sounds. But, you know, I think that helped give me, the mind frame I have now, which is like, you know, I'm going to speak about what I need. I'm going to follow my heart, and whatever my heart tells me to say, I'm going to say it. And it may not always be pretty, but it's going to be real, you know? And so that's the album is all, you know, all about being real with yourself and others, you know, with the relationships you have with people. So I think it does lead into the stuff I'm talking about now for sure.
Nice. Now, you guys, which I'm dying to hear this, you guys did a cover of the Jewel hit from, this is a huge hit for her in the 90s, Save Your Soul, and you guys did a cover of it. How did this come about?
We wanted to do like a theatrical version of it, you know, like just for movie trailer stuff, me and my guitar player Brennan, and we sort of slowed it down, you know, and I kind of hummed to him like how I wanted it to sound, and he put together like a piano piece and some percussion stuff and sent it over to me, and I'm like, wow, this is totally dark and slowed down and all this. I started singing over it, and it just took a life of its own very quickly, and then we made it our own thing, you know, and really, really, really excited about it. We've played it a couple times live, a few times live. It's gone down really well.
That's awesome. I can't wait for that. Is that going to be released as a single, do you think, too, or?
I don't know, man. To get it, you just have to buy the album. It's not like a standalone single. But you know, I don't know. We'll see how people gravitate towards it. You know, I don't want to say no about anything, you know. But I definitely would rather focus on songs that are ours.
Right.
I think Save Your Soul is a cool addition, you know, to. You know, this album. So I love that it's part of it, and we'll see how it goes, you know, how it's received.
Cool. So what's the rest of the plans now? Like how are you holding up during the whole pandemic beside driving people nuts online?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm driving some people nuts, and some people, you know, they're loving it. You know, they're like, you know, it's good to have somebody have a voice for you, for people who are getting shit on all the time, you know, and called all sorts of names, you know. We just want to get this thing open, this economy open, or whatever I could do to encourage venue owners to open up, and especially in places with like barely any cases of this thing. I really hope that happens very soon, because it scares me the longer it takes to get out of this and back to where we were.
Right.
The more people are going to suffer, the more percentage of the population is going to have their lives suck, and then that makes them desperate, and then desperate people do desperate things.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think there's issues now with cops and desperate people. It's going to be way worse if the economy is trampled, you know. So I really hope people come to their senses and realize how much damage depression can do, because it's like once you're in it, you're in it. Oh well, you can't Monday morning quarterback this one,
right?
So, and it's like all I can say is, you know, I've done enough studying of, you know, economic depression and all that stuff, and this is worse than the Great Depression, because there was no stopping the economy. There was just, it just didn't give out the money to, you know, they called in all their loans and everyone had to sell all their crap, and that was like by design, really, that the Great Depression thing. So this time around, they can't even charge interest anymore because like people can't afford it.
Right.
You know, they don't charge the interest, banks any interest, and then they charge people whatever they charge people. They're just going to have to keep pumping money in this thing. But the most important thing is money changing hands. You know, like you got a skill or I got a skill, and I pay you to use your skill and you pay me to use my skill. You know, and that's what an economy is. You can't have people sitting at home and expect that people are going to have a livelihood, you know?
Right.
It's nuts. And there's so many crazy nuts echo chamber, like, just do what the mainstream media says. It's like, you know, it's so funny, like, you got these, like, liberal Democrats, and, like, they're obviously going to vote for Biden. I don't think they want to, but they're Bernie people, you know, and they're just like, totally, they call the Trump supporters, like, bootlickers, and you're, like, you know, bowing down to the establishment. It's like, no, dude, the DNC and Biden and the whole Obama camp and the whole thing is so establishment, I can't even believe it. And so all these people are, like, on their side. But they're on the side of, like, the bigger media conglomerate establishment, you know, and they're calling the guy, the supporters of the guy who took over the Republican establishment. Bernie failed to do that, you know, and so that's the thing. It's like, if you're fighting an uphill battle like Trump is, you know, they're not going to give it to you easy, as we've seen over the last 3 years, you know. And that's how it is, though. If you're going to be that challenger who's going to challenge that status quo and establishment, it's going to be tough for you, and they're going to make it tough. You know?
Yeah.
But I think when you win, you win, you know? So that's the, you know, I'm just hoping that people, you know, that he gets in, and he's going to have people hate him, but, you know, at the end of the 8 years, we'll see what he did, you know, and what systemic changes he made. And he's done stuff for, you know, criminal justice reform, you know? Like, no, press doesn't care, you know? It's like, small, minor drug stuff, they're out. You know, they're not going to be in jail for that crap. You know, and Trump was a big spearheader of that. And, you know, nobody cares. You know, the media will never say anything about that. They don't want to say anything that makes them look good. But, you know, that's where, someone like me comes in. Hey, I'm going to say what isn't being said, you know, and I'm going to give you an educated view of it. And so, you know, that's on our Facebook page. We have banned musician, and then we put news and media too. You know, so if Facebook has an issue, like, oh, you're a banned musician page, and you're not acting like it. Well, we're just like my buddy Anomaly, who's a huge, center right news guy. You know, for the younger people, like, Instagram's huge, Facebook's huge, Twitter, and I did a song with him called "Come Together." We put out in the end of 2018, and but he's, you know, he's got like 1.2 million Facebook followers and all this crazy stuff. But you know, he has his blue check mark, and he's doing the same thing, music and news and media, you know, news and commentary stuff. So it's just I don't know why they came after me.
Well, I mean, you can look at it as a compliment. You got their attention.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, the not being able to do the ad stuff, it's like, wow, okay.
Well, yeah.
You know, that can definitely discrimination against me because of my ideology, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's insane. That is insane.
That's the next thing to hopefully have some, constitutional recognition of rights is to have an ideology and not be discriminated against for that ideology. Like, people can't discriminate against people because of their religion or because of their sexual orientation or their skin color. Why not? Because you believe certain things, you know?
Right.
Like, they already have the religion thing, I mean, you know? So all the politics is just like another religion, kind of. So it's just like, hopefully that happens, because people can't feel like, you know, if a restaurant has to serve somebody or they you know, defy their civil rights at a restaurant, then a social media company shouldn't be able to do what they're doing to me.
Agreed. Agreed. Especially without reason. And Facebook's known for that. Like, it's just insane what they do.
It's like, wow, you don't care. Like, how you look. It's just a war to you that you got to win. That's it. There's no morals here. It's just left versus right. It's big government versus, smaller Republican governors have more power, states have more power type thing. And they're against that. They just want central government power in D.C. That's it. So,
wow.
And that makes it easier for them to do their thing. I get it. Yeah.
So, all right. So where should we send everybody, Chris, to order the new album? And I'm sure.
I'd say just go to trapt.com, trap.com. You can get the iTunes pre-order. You can get the physical deluxe pre-order. We have 5 extra bonus tracks that are acoustic. And then we have an exclusive track called Fire that we played on the road, you know, last couple of years or year and a half. And, so the physical, and it's signed as well. So if you want to go grab that, it's like $15 and it's free shipping, all that. And cool. Then the digital one is up on iTunes as well. So they can get it right away, or they can wait a little bit. And we're giving them 5 songs right away if they pre-order the physical deluxe signed version. So, you know, making it a lot of time they really feel far enough away, Fire and the cover of Save Your Soul all go into them. And we've got a lot of fans that are loving it, very psyched about it.
You know, that was a question that I wanted to ask you, too, was, you know, I almost kind of consider, like, Trap was, like, kind of almost like that last class, you know, coming out of the 90s, early 2000s that broke before the whole digital age exploded.
Yeah, well, we got nailed by it. I mean, 2003, middle of 2003 is when it really started hitting, you know. But we had probably 8 million illegal downloads. So we would have sold, like, 5, 6 million records if it wasn't the Napster days, yeah. We totally got screwed on that one. Like, Linkin Park got through all of it. And even their second record came out, and they still, you know, were able to get it out and not have it too stuff stolen too much. But, yeah, you know, I mean, with 8 million legal downloads just on Napster. So, you know, I'm sure we would have sold a lot more $12 records if that wasn't the case.
What are your feelings like now on how, I mean, the music business is completely different from when you guys broke through and broke in. What are your feelings now in the actual music business itself? I mean, you're an independent band now. I mean, that's a good thing on some points, but you're, you know, you don't have the big distribution or like the big money label behind you like in the old days. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be able to say what I say if that was the case, especially if it was the old days and the only gatekeepers in town were the big 5 major labels. And, you know, there was a few indie labels that were, you know, popping around here and there, and they just sell their bands to the big labels. But that was it. That was the only way you gotta get on the radio or MTV. And if you don't, then no one's gonna know about you.
Right.
You know, other than if you're like a jam band, you built a core following over 10 years or whatever, like Fish or something. But yeah, any band that went to radio, it's like, hopefully this first single does well, or you're done, you're dropped. You know.
Right.
So we got lucky, and Headstrong was a big song, and you know, we haven't looked back since. You know, it's given us a great career, being able to do what we love. And make a good living, create a living out of it, you know. And it's, you kind of want to keep that, continue that, obviously, but affecting change and speaking up for the people who I feel don't get anyone speaking up for them, that means a lot to me. So it makes me feel great that I could do that and I have the platform to do that. And that, you know, at least Facebook's not taking my whole account or suspending me or something, you know. So
right.
It took the blue check. I don't know why. I'd love to know why. So I could tell everybody, I'm still making my posts, and they've definitely slowed them down and did a little bit of a shadow ban on me. But like today's post, you know, definitely hit a good amount of people, and I was able to say what I feel about the Minneapolis thing. You know, like that cop, he's been arrested. He's gonna get what's coming to him. A jury of his peers is gonna decide how much prison time he's gonna do.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. You don't need to riot before anyone even announces an investigation or arrests anyone. It's like, you know, I get it. People are, you know, in their houses for 2 months on house arrest, and then this gives them an excuse to go crazy. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it looked like a war zone. Like, you know, buildings on fire and all this stuff. Like, come on, guys. And, you know, I was like, you know, the guy who was killed has some responsibility in his death, you know. I don't know if it's 10% or 20%, but some partly responsible for it. And, you know, it wasn't like a killing in cold blood, like, you know, he got shot in the back running away or something. It's like the guy was an idiot for applying that pressure on his knee. Like, I couldn't believe it because you could see the whole thing. Like, you know, like he didn't realize this guy was, like, you know, slowly dying. So, you know, it sucks that he did that. But it's like, look, you know, everybody needs to understand, don't put yourself in that position. White, black, Hispanic, whatever you are. I mean, when I was a 19-year-old, me and my four buddies, or, you know, I'm a half Mexican white guy and 3 white guys, and then a half black guy, half white guy, and 4 of us, you know. And I, the front door's locked, so I go around the side gate, let everyone in, and my neighbor was a total asshole, like always trying to call the cops on us for drinking, having a good time because he's like a reformed alcoholic or whatever, and so. I let them all in, and then 5-10 minutes later, like, we're just eating our sandwiches. We got a bunch of stuff, and and there's a couple cop cars pull up in front of my house. You know, this is like spring break. I was at UC Santa Barbara, and this is a little spring break time, coming home for a little bit. And, we the five of us walk out because cops have come to my house before, because I had parties in high school and this and that. But, they came all, like, three shotguns and two handguns, like, at us. Yeah, and I was like 10, 15 feet away. Like, I think you got the wrong guy. He's like, get on the ground. I got the hell on the ground, dude. I didn't question it. I didn't say anything, but okay. And got the hell on the ground. I started talking shit when I was on the ground, but, you know, it's like, it was just crazy what they did, you know, and they ended up arresting me and my buddy, for just yelling at them and being like, this is, you know, you guys are totally taking our rights and the whole thing, you know. The only reason that we couldn't nail him for it is because they found a freaking somebody else's ID on me, which I was using illegally. And, you know, so I couldn't go. I was the one who had to do community service because I had that stupid ID. So I got screwed on that. But it happens, man. It's just like, you know, had I shut up, I wouldn't have gone to jail that day, you know. And I just, you know, it's like these guys are defending us, whether we, you know, like them or not. It's like they keep the peace and civility to a degree. So, you know, that's the thing. It's just like, look, don't, you know, there's one thing to commit a crime, and then you commit a crime. Don't resist being put in the cop car or resist in any way, because you're just putting your life at risk. And
right.
So that it should be okay to say that. It should be okay to point that out and not be like, oh, you're a racist. You're a horrible person. You should kill yourself. Someone will kill you. Like, you know, just, you know, trying to, it's horrible, you know? Like, you call me a horrible person? Like, are you hearing yourself?
Right.
You justify saying those things? Because I'm saying, you know, the guy had a part in his death, you know? Which is just a fact, you know. It's just unbelievable the things you're not allowed to say, you know. And I'm just all about breaking that, you know, into little bits, you know, the PC crap. And I love how Trump he came in there with a bulldozer. I'm just cleaning out with a bat, you know.
Well, dude, keep swinging that bat. Keep making some great music. And dude, this has been a pleasure talking to you. And I look forward to talking to you again, man. And hopefully, like, this all opens up and you guys get out here to Nashville and do some rocking.
Yeah, man. I would love to. I can't wait.
Absolutely. Take care, dude. Great talking to you, man.
Take care. Oh, yeah.